Recorded Books presents Redwood Bend by Robin Carr, narrated by Therese Plummer and directed by Drew Sussman.
Chapter 1. Katie Malone quit her job and packed up her little Vermont house. The past few years had been tough, and the past few months, having been separated from her brother Connor, her only family, had been awful. In fact, she'd been feeling so alone, she stopped herself just moments before signing to an online dating service. But her watershed moment came when she began to have high hopes for a romantic relationship with her boss, the sweetest pediatric dentist who ever lived, and a man who had never even kissed her. And guess what? There was a logical reason he hadn't. He was gay. She was the last person he wanted to kiss. It was high time she forgot about men and worked on bolstering her independent spirit with a return to California. One of her twins, 5-year-old Andy, said something that nearly drove an arrow through her heart and caused her to realize the whole family needed a fresh start. She was packing up a box to ship ahead to California when Andy asked, "Do we have to move in the dark again?" She was stunned, speechless. Here she'd been thinking about kisses and loneliness while her boys were worried about fleeing in the dark of night to some strange unknown place, a place even farther from family than they were now. She clutched her little boy close and said, "No, sweetheart, I'm taking you and Mitch to Uncle Connor." Andy and Mitch were a matched set, 5-year-old identical twins. Mitch overheard this and came running. "Uncle Connor?" he asked. "Yes," she said, suddenly clear on what she had in front.